The Wall Street Journal article documents the trouble southern Utahns have experienced ever since the Utah prairie dog landed on the endangered species list. The listing has resulted in many landowners being unable to develop their properties and in municipalities such as Parowan City being unable to secure and maintain its airport and cemetery without jumping through unending federal regulatory hoops. The animals' numbers are sufficient for delisting, but most prairie dogs live on private land and therefore don't count toward delisting numbers. In 40 years, the federal government has been unable to make any progress toward relocating a sufficient number to public lands. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.